You're welcome back. As we heard on our news bulletin, a man in his 30s has been arrested on suspicion of attempting to bribe a professional League of Ireland soccer player. For more, we can talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, tell us about this case.
Well, Rachel, detectives from the Anti-Bribery and Corruption Unit commenced this investigation 6 months ago after a professional League of Ireland soccer player reported that an attempt had been made to bribe him. Now, the player reported that he had been approached and offered a large sum of money, thousands of euro, to take a red card during a game. Now, it's understood that both men knew each other as they came from the same part of the country. The Gardaí say the player acted properly and the investigation began. And as part of that inquiry, the Gardaí arrested a man in his 30s yesterday and questioned him at a Garda station in the west of the country. Now, he has since been released without charge, but Garda say a file is being prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. In a statement today, Garda headquarters said the Anti-Bribery and Corruption Unit remains committed to safeguarding the integrity of sport in Ireland. It continues to work closely with all relevant stakeholders, and they also appealed for anyone with information to contact them.
Is this, or is it not, connected then to Operation Brookweed, which is looking at this general area?
No, the Gardaí say it isn't. They say it's an isolated and specific incident. Brookweed began 5 years ago following reports from the FAI and UEFA that some League of Ireland soccer matches may have been fixed. Now, as part of that investigation, detectives examined unusual betting patterns in a number of games where they suspected deliberate fouls may have been committed, players sent off to ensure that one team lost and that money was paid out. Bets were made on these teams losing games by a certain number of goals. In some games, a large number of goals were suspiciously scored in quick succession until a specific result was achieved. Now, as part of that investigation, the detectives also noticed that large numbers of home fans in one part of the country were successfully betting against their own team. So they carried out searches, including at the time at a sports ground in the south of the country. Evidence was gathered. League of Ireland players and officials all over the country were interviewed, and 15 people have so far been arrested as part of Operation Brookweed. But Gardaí say that today, that this latest investigation is separate to that. It's into an individual, isolated and specific incident.
Paul Reynolds, thank you for that.